This audio is machine generated. Please excuse any mispronunciations. Summary of the Book of Enoch, Background and Purpose by Jonathan Young and David Young. A recent ad on X, formerly Twitter, promoted a tweet by the Apostle John Welty. If you doubt his apostleship, no, his account is verified with a blue check. He himself was promoting teachings by another who calls himself the Apostle Eric von Andersick. Von Andersick's work is about an ancient book, First Enoch, which is popularly referred to simply as the Book of Enoch. Von Andersick uses First Enoch to promote a supposed timeline about the end of time, suggesting that First Enoch provides answers about such things as human DNA, cattle mutilations, and alien abductions. Whatever one thinks about the rest of Welty's tweet, it does make one true statement. There is renewed interest in the Book of Enoch. So, what is the Book of Enoch? Where did it come from? And why is there such a renewed interest in this book? The Book of Enoch, which we'll call First Enoch, to distinguish it from other works that make use of Enoch traditions, is a 108 chapter work composed between the 3rd to the 1st centuries B and C. The work contains strange visions of angels, sometimes called watchers, demons, animals, Enoch, Noah, astronomy, the flood, the Jewish calendar, and much more. First Enoch belongs to the genre of apocalyptic literature that is highly imagistic prophecy characterized by visions, the cosmic battle between good and evil, spiritual warfare playing out in the physical world, dramatic warnings about judgment, and an emphasis on the need to remain faithful. Apocalyptic literature recontextualizes the contemporary situation into the bigger picture of God's battle against evil, borrowing from the vivid and grand imagery of such books as Daniel and Ezekiel. This apocalyptic character of First Enoch has made the book a sensation in recent years, though the book is actually not as mysterious as it might appear. Instead of focusing on alien abductions, First Enoch is actually a highly imagistic warning about the need for Jews to abstain from assimilation with pagans, a major crisis during the Hellenistic period. This theme is the same as the underlying theme of much of the Apocrypha. As we have already seen, First Enoch is not in the Apocrypha, nor is it in the canons of the Orthodox Catholic or Protestant Bibles. It was never in the Septuagint or in the Hebrew Bible, but the book does come from the same time frame as the Apocrypha, and it had a wide influence in its day. And strangely, the book is included in the canon of a small sect of Christianity, the Ethiopian and Eritrean Tewahedo Church, which also includes the Apocrypha and several other intertestamental works. And even more strangely, First Enoch is quoted by the New Testament book of Jude. Date, genre, and language. First Enoch was composed sometime between the 3rd and the 1st centuries BC, though it is difficult to give an exact date because the work appears to be a composite of several smaller works, most likely from different authors and periods. We know that parts of First Enoch were written before 100 BC because fragments of First Enoch are found among the Dead Sea Scrolls. Further, the book seems to have been fairly well known by the 1st century AD, meaning First Enoch must have been around for a while. Again, it is safe to conclude that First Enoch was written between the 3rd and 1st centuries BC, probably in stages. First Enoch is not in the Septuagint, which is why it is not considered part of the Apocrypha. Instead, it is part of what's called the pseudepigrapha, a word meaning false writings. The pseudepigrapha are writings from the 3rd century BC to the 4th century AD about biblical themes and often falsely attributed to a biblical character. Works about Old Testament subjects are called Old Testament pseudepigrapha, and works about New Testament subjects are called New Testament pseudepigrapha. Many of the pseudepigraphal works were well known in their time, but typically they were never considered canonical either by the mainstream Jews or by the mainstream church. First Enoch was written in a Semitic language, either Aramaic or Hebrew. It's not clear which. About the most complete copies of First Enoch we have today are copies in the Ge'ez language of Ethiopia, which itself is a Semitic language. Modern translations of First Enoch come from the fragments we have from various sources, but especially from these Ethiopian texts. Contemporary interest. Though First Enoch was well known in its day, by the Middle Ages, the book was largely forgotten by both Jews and Christians, surviving only in Ethiopia and in Europe in a few nearly forgotten manuscripts. The book came to the consciousness of Europeans and Americans when several ancient manuscripts were translated into European languages in the 19th century. By the 20th century, First Enoch was being studied in the universities as an example of ancient Jewish apocalyptic literature. Since the explosion of social media, YouTube, and podcasts, First Enoch has been subject to many studies, a lot of which have been misguided and often unhinged. This is because Enoch contains mystical visions of such things as angels, giants, evil spirits, and strange cosmological emphases, all of which sensationalists and conspiracy theorists love. Contrary to the more exotic interpretations of First Enoch, however, the book does have a historical purpose. It is an apocalyptic vision of what happens when Jews, especially Jewish leaders, capitulate to pagan culture. The purpose of First Enoch. So how does First Enoch develop its story? 1 Enoch uses the brief narrative in Genesis 6:1-5 about the sons of God having sexual relations with the daughters of men as an allegory to describe the apostasy of the Jews who were selling out to the Greeks during the Hellenistic period in First Enoch. The sons of God represent the Jews of the Second Temple period, and the daughters of men represent the pagan Greeks. Enoch is especially concerned with the Jerusalem priests, many of whom were deeply compromised. For a faithful Jew to see the Jewish priesthood bend the knee to Hellenism with its idolatry, its impurities, and its disgusting immorality was so infuriating that only an apocalyptic vision would suffice. So in Enoch's visions, the fallen angels bear the imagery, roles, and titles that correspond to the temple priesthood. First Enoch is essentially the Second Temple period's animal farm. What George Orwell did as an allegory to warn people about communism, 1 Enoch did to warn about Hellenism. For footnotes, see this article at renew.org. Excerpted from Jonathan Young and David Young, The Apocrypha and the Book of Enoch, What They Are and Why They Don't Belong in the Bible.